Ramayana Act 2, Chapter 6, The Forest Sages. Scene 2. Rakshasa Viraddha becomes Gandharva Tumburu. After journeying for some days, Ram, Lakshman, and Sita entered the Dandaka forest and came upon a cluster of hermitages. The rishis greeted them with respect. Those ascetics were endowed with divine vision, and they were most astonished to see Ram and his companions. The Lord of all the worlds was standing right before them. Seeing Ram and Sita's simple forest dress, the sages felt wonder and awe. They worshipped Ram with various prayers and offered him a hut for the night. Welcome indeed is your arrival in these woods. The king is the protector of the righteousness and the only refuge of the people. He stands with his scepter and metes out justice as God's powerful representative. O Ram, we are your subjects and your servants. We are simple brahmanas who have renounced anger and have controlled our senses. As such, we deserve your protection, just as a fetus is protected by the mother. Entertaining Ram with forest produce, the ascetics described how the Rakshasas had become increasingly violent. Under Ravana's leadership, the demons had become fearless, and so they attacked the Brahmanas constantly. 14,000 powerful Rakshasas had taken up residence in the Dandaka forest, headed by Ravana's two brothers, Kara and Dushana. The situation was becoming unbearable for the sages. Ram and Lakshman listened gravely. They resolved to deal with the Rakshasas as soon as possible. And while they were conversing with the rishis, Sita met Anasuya, the wife of the sage Atri. Anasuya gave Sita a celestial garment, garland, and ornaments, along with celestial cosmetics and unguents. Sita accepted the gifts graciously, and with her husband's permission, adorned herself with them. After decorating herself with the heavenly apparel, she shone brilliantly, exactly like Lakshmi, the eternal consort of Vishnu. After spending the night with the rishis, the princes left with Sita and they penetrated deep into the Dandaka region. Lakshmana moved ahead and cleared a path with his sword, cutting through the thick creepers and bushes. Sita, her head covered with her cloth, to protect herself from the swarms of insects that flew about, walked in the middle. Ram brought up the rear, vigilantly watching on all sides and holding his bow at the ready. The cries of jackals and the shrieks of vultures and birds of prey could be heard all around. Here and there they saw uprooted broken trees and the carcasses of slain beasts. As they broke through into a clearing, they suddenly saw a dreadful-looking Rakshasa. Powerfully built and as tall as several men, he stood entirely blocking their way. With high-pointed ears, fierce teeth protruding from his cavernous mouth, and blood-red eyes staring out from an ugly, misshapen face, the demon was terrible to behold. He held a long lance on which he had speared 4 lions, 3 tigers, 2 wolves, and 10 spotted deer. Around his blackish and hairy body were draped tiger skins, still dripping with blood and fat. He resembled the god of death, standing with his staff of justice. When he saw Ram and the others, he let out a terrific roar that could be heard for many miles. He rushed furiously toward them and quickly seized Sita. Taking the princess a little distance away, the Rakshasa spoke to Ram and Lakshman in a voice resounding like the claps of thunder. "Who are you two, looking like ascetics, but carrying weapons? You shame the Brahmana class with this strange behavior. And why have you brought a woman into this dense forest? Sinful as you are, you shall meet death at my hands, and this lady shall become my wife. Today I shall drink your blood on the battlefield." Sita trembled in the monster's clutches like a baby tree trembling in a storm. Seeing her carried away by the Rakshasa, Ram said to Lakshman, "It seems that Kaikeyi's cherished desire will today be fulfilled. This hideous demon has taken hold of my sinless wife. There is nothing more painful for me than to see that princess of Videha touched by another. This is more painful even than the death of my father or loss of the kingdom." Ram cried tears of sorrow as he spoke. Lakshmana became infuriated with the demon and hissed like an angry cobra. "Why are you, the Lord of all beings, with me as your servant, grieving like an orphan? This earth will soon drink the blood of this beast. The anger which I wrongly directed toward Bharat will today be released upon that foul demon. Watch now as my arrow pierces his breast and he whirls around, falling lifeless to the ground." The Rakshasa, still awaiting a reply to his question, again boomed out, "Who are you and where are you going?" Ram moved closer to the demon and then replied, "We are 2 warriors of the royal order of Raghu, who have come here in exile. Now tell us who you are and why you roam this forest, you wicked one." "So, you are kings from Ayodhya? Well, know me to be Viruddha, a Rakshasa, who wanders this forest eating the flesh of sages. You should run away and go back the way you came. I'll not kill you. I have been granted boons by Lord Brahma and cannot be slain by any weapon, O Raghava. Leave quickly and abandon this princess to me. Assuming a form of human dimensions, I shall sport with her as my wife." Ram grew furious. With bloodshot eyes, he spoke in a voice like Indra, "You pathetic fool! You are certainly seeking death. You will get it today on the battlefield for sure. I shall not leave you with your life." without uttering another word, Ram shot 7 golden feathered arrows at the demon. The arrows flew with the speed of Garuda and pierced right through Virudha's body, falling upon the earth, drenched with his blood. The Rakshasa roared in pain and released Sita. With his lance upraised, he rushed at Ram and Lakshman. And the brothers immediately sent a shower of arrows at the demon. But even though pierced all over, Virudha remained standing. Laughing aloud, he yawned contemptuously. He then hurled his lance at Ram with the force of a tempest. But Ram at once fired 2 arrows, which cut the lance into 3 pieces as it coursed toward him. And as it fell to the ground, the shattered lance resembled a rocky mountain ledge that had been struck by Indra's thunderbolt. Ram and Lakshman then took out their swords, which resembled 2 black serpents preparing to attack. They rushed at the Rakshasa and began striking him with great force. Virudha reached down and lifted both brothers, 1 on each arm. Placing them on his shoulders, he ran towards the woods. As Virudha approached the dense forest, Sita cried out. "Alas, where goes my lord? O best of the Rakshasas, please take me also. How can I remain here alone?" Hearing Sita's mournful wail, Ram raised his sword high and hacked off the demon's right arm. Lakshman lopped off his left arm, and Virudha fell upon the ground in a swoon. Although striking him with their swords and with kicks and punches, the brothers saw that the Rakshasa still did not die. Ram then said to Lakshman, "It is clear that due to his wounds, this demon cannot be killed by force. We should bury him in a pit, for this is the traditional way of disposing of Rakshasas. O tiger among men, quickly dig a large pit." Ram stood, with his foot pressing down upon the Rakshasa's neck. Virudha regained consciousness and said, "O Raghava, I am defeated by you. Your strength is not less than Indra's. I know you, now, you to be the all-powerful Ram, and your wife the highly fortunate Sita. I am the Gandharva named Thumburu. Due to not properly serving Kubera, the Lord of Wealth, I was cursed by him." The fallen Rakshasa explained how as Thumburu, he had previously been Kubera's servant. One day, Thumburu had been sporting with the Apsaras and had failed to properly attend his master. In anger, Kubera had cursed him to enter the form of a demon. Thumburu had pleaded for mercy, and Kubera had replied, "When Ram, the son of Dasharath, defeats you in battle, then you will attain your own form and return to heaven." Virudha spoke with difficulty, "By your grace, O Ram, I am now freed from the terrible curse. I shall go now to my own abode. O Lord, 10 miles from here lives the sage Sarabhanga, who longs to see you. Go to his hermitage, for he will give you good advice. Virada begged Ram to bury him in the pit so that he could die. Ram and Lakshman rolled the huge body of the Rakshasa into the hole Lakshman had dug. After covering him with earth and rocks, they comforted Sita and they continued on their way, looking for Sarabhanga's hermitage. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.